Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, Mike Adams riding shotgun with us. Dr. Peter Chambers is an amazing guy, according to all the military folks I've talked to. I've seen a few of his videos. He's going to be joining us riding shotgun next hour. And then we've got the big enchilada on how they're planning to stage terror attacks to demonize the populist movement in America and bring in full-bore martial law. That's coming up in the fourth hour today. But Mike Adams, you've said a lot in the last hour, done an incredible job. In this little short five-minute segment, what other key tidbits do you want to impart to people?
Well, there is a possibility that there are nutritional defenses that can save the lives of people who have taken only the first two shots. So there is some hope for those who have awakened and come to their senses. As long as you stop taking the shots now, there's always more research coming out. So, you know, we've seen research happening, diphenhydramine combined with lactoferrin. That's, by the way, you know, Benadryl basically combined with lactoferrin, which is a breast milk protein.
What is fluvoxamine? I'm not for antidepressants. That shows how powerful they are. How could something like that block it?
Well, I don't know the mechanism of that, but what's interesting is there are drug candidates that are existing FDA-prescribed drugs and even over-the-counter drugs like Benadryl that I mentioned. And when they do the modeling, they realize that a lot of these can block the ACE2 receptor sites, for example. Some of them block the replication of the spike protein virus, you know, the SARS-CoV-2 virus. But I'm telling you, the answers are out there, folks. It's just that it's all being suppressed.
And we know it's a chronic infection. A lot of medical doctors don't even want to say it on air because they'll lose their license. They're like, no. You should probably cycle on and off of hydroxychloroquine or cycle on and off of things like ivermectin.
Yeah. Well, there's no doubt ivermectin is saving a lot of lives right now. So really the globalists have failed to shut that down because of the efforts of people like Dr. Zelenko.
Which shows if we fight back, we win.
Yeah, exactly. So, but understand that you have to protect the quality of your blood. And the quality of your blood depends on, obviously, what you're eating and drinking. So proper hydration is critical. But also, you know, I'm a fan of using fish oils and EPA and DHA as oils in order to, allow your blood to flow more easily. I mean, some people take a daily aspirin, you know, to deal with that. They've done that for many years. And that's something, you know, check with your doctor. Make sure it's all.
What is the mechanism of the aspirin? Well, we know what the fish oil does, but why does what's aspirin do?
Well, it's a blood thinner, so it just thins the blood. But I tend to tell people, hey, if your blood is sludgy, as we say, if it's pumping and it's too thick and too viscous, then a vaccine could be the tipping point that takes you over the edge and causes the clots. So if you already have high blood pressure, the vaccine is what can kill you. So you need to get back to your lifestyle and realize what's causing the high blood pressure, right? It comes down, you know, diet and exercise, nutrition, supplements, and all these things that we all know. But, I mean, Even myself, I find it hard to find time to exercise like I used to right now because of what we're dealing with as well. So a lot of us, we end up, you know, spending more time prepping or warning others and somewhat neglecting our own physical health.
That's my point. Just because I'm preaching something doesn't mean I'm perfect.
Well, yeah,
I'm not like
in the same boat. I mean, you know, I'm probably like 15, 20 pounds heavier than I was 2 years ago. I'm a lot better prepped, but I'm not in as good physical shape. I know I can get back to it, as you can as well. We can get back to it, but this is the critical moment for humanity. We need to warn people. We can't survive alone. We have to have a population, a critical mass of living people.
Elon Musk's money is not going to be worth anything anywhere if things collapse.
Even all the gold in the world, Alex, you know, I know a lot of billionaires too, and they've got gold and silver. It's going to be useless if you don't have a society that's functioning. So anybody out there that if you've got a lot of money out there and you've got a bunker and you're prepped and you've got, you know, a giant room full of silver.
A better investment is stopping the collapse.
You got to help us spread the word. That's the thing. We've got to stop the vaccines and then we have a chance to fight back. And then we can spend the next 2 years doing research on how to save the lives of those who were vaccinated.
I totally agree. I'm going to play a excerpt of a Pentagon CIA expert on how the propaganda they're using against us is illegal. They wouldn't even use this propaganda when we talk about mass psychosis formation against Al-Qaeda and against the Taliban, but they use it against us. That's coming up inside the military secret undercover army. and the same group that helped the feds launch the attack on the Capitol to frame us. That's coming up, ladies and gentlemen, with Mike Adams and so much more, and Dr. Peter Chambers. Stay with us.
Christmas 2021 is over, but you still got a really great chance to give yourself the gift of free speech and liberty and freedom into the new year, while at the same time making yourself healthier, wealthier, and wiser by boosting your immune system. Two of our top-selling products that have been sold out for a long time are now back in stock. Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3, taken under the tongue for higher absorption, is back in stock. Despite the fact it's been sold out for months, it is 50% off. And then our number one bestseller of all time, Survival Shield X2 Deeper Crystal Iodine, the game changer, the missing link, not just for immune system, but all electrochemical activity in the body, it's back in stock, 50% off. So that's the New Year's special, and that's Christmas comes early in 2022, ladies and gentlemen. Give yourself the gift of health and clarity and focus with X2 and Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off for a limited time. Thanks for keeping us on the air.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Psychological operational tactic developed by the U.S. military to use against terrorist organizations abroad. It appears to have ended up as a Democrat Party strategy to defeat President Trump in the 2020 election. Dr. J. Michael Waller is a defense expert and was the first to spot it. What is Defeat Disinfo?
Defeat Disinfo was an entity run in the spring and summer of 2020 by military people, former military people, supportive of Joe Biden. And it was designed to enhance a disinformation narrative about Russian collusion and all these other things that have been disproven. But they were using their military prestige to make their own disinformation seem like it was anti-disinformation.
Using their own disinformation to wrapped in a cloak of this is anti-disinformation.
Right. To confuse the public, to get people angry, to make people fearful, to energize a base that for Biden that really wasn't there because he was so bland and out of touch that there was very little enthusiasm. So it was like a psychological warfare operation aimed at the American public by former military officers who had been involved in counterinsurgency to treat the American public as an insurgency and to squash it as one would squash an insurgency.
Dr. Waller would know because he helped develop these techniques to be used against America's enemies abroad.
As a civilian, I was involved in helping prepare elements of what became a counterinsurgency manual issued by the military under Nagel. Most of my parts were removed. They related to psychological warfare and using psychological warfare to a more robust way against the enemy. Well, Nagel didn't use that in the Army manual, but he did use it in 2020 against the American public.
John Nagel is a retired Army lieutenant colonel and a leading expert on military counterinsurgency tactics. And these are guys who know how to use that.
Sure. Yeah, former General Stanley McChrystal was on the board of one of the firm that was manufacturing this. John Nagel, former lieutenant colonel, and another former lieutenant colonel of his name, Yingling, seemed to be the architects of it. Now, this was the people who designed the counterinsurgency manual against Al-Qaeda and the Taliban were the ones who came out in 2020 to weaponize these types of technologies and techniques against people who supported President Trump.
According to Waller, the retired military officers created a sophisticated computer algorithm that tracked pro-Trump messages on social media and paid influencers to counter those messages with anti-Trump propaganda. But that's not all they did. Two lieutenant colonels, Nagel and Yingling, they wrote a letter and made it public, but it was aimed at the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley. Right.
Yes, this letter showed some type of an internal network of former military officers and what one presumes were still active duty military officers to literally remove President Trump from office.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for joining us. We are now into the third hour here today. And Dr. Peter Chambers is here with us. I'm not going to go over his whole bio, but he's an Army doctor serving as an infantryman. He served in the active duty, the Army Reserves, Army National Guard for a total of 38 years, honorable discharge, and he's still, I guess, in the Guard. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio here because I'll mess it up, but FullSpectrumAmerican.com. I love that website, and I love your dog. We ought to put you on the other side here so people can see the dog. But it's great to have you here, and you're a medical doctor, and you wanted to get into as a flight surgeon and so much more. What you've witnessed, and just add to and augment what Dr. Malone and Dr. Peter McCullough and others have talked about. Also, the COVID mission in Texas. He was the liaison to the governor's office. He was at the center of it all for Governor Abbott. And, of course, number two, a border mission, knows everything about what's happening on the border with human trafficking, et cetera. Number three, the war on terror in Iraq and Afghanistan and just everything that's happening. And Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com is riding the shotgun with us. So great to have you, brother.
It's good to be here. Thank you.
So where do you want to start with all this craziness going on?
First of all, because I'm in the Guard, even though I'm not on orders, disclaimer, these are my opinions and mine only. Not the DOD, not the Texas Military Department. Respect them both. Served them for a long time. Start with that.
Absolutely.
All right. So
let's start with the dog. Get him up on the table.
No, Joe, come here. Come here.
He can get up there. I don't care if he scratches it. Come on.
Here. Joe, up. Up. Come here, buddy. Up.
Oh, there he is.
All right. You got his face. Yeah,
what kind of dog is that?
He's cool. A Dutch Shepherd.
Yeah, those
Dutchies.
Are neat.
We call them Dutchies.
I see a lot of those in the military. So, I guess.
A lot of people think they're Belgians. They look.
You want to put them in your lap? Just pick them up.
Joe, come here. Come here. There we go. There we go. Au revoir.
Okay. All right.
Up legging. Down. No. 999. Okay, keep safe. There we go. We got him fired up.
Is he excited in here?
He's excited. He's excited. All right, Joe, rest. But, yeah, Joe goes everywhere with me. Yesterday we were at a fundraiser in Houston working with a PAC down there, IPAC. Met some great Texans. Speaking the truth, telling them what's going on the border. Of course, staying free from the OPSEC stuff, but letting them know. When these candidates, who I held their feet to the fire, and I looked at them, the guys that were coming in, hey, look, when you get up on the hill, don't stab this in the back. We can talk about a little bit of that later when I talk about my whistleblowers and things like that.
Well, go wherever you want, but what do you just make of the tyranny and everything we see unfolding right now?
Tyranny. I see a DNA flaw in people. And I spent a lot of time on the hill. I've briefed everybody from the Speaker of the House all the way down to generals to my privates. And what I've seen is a flaw in the DNA. I've seen an elitist type of flaw. I don't know that the federal government is capable of organizing anything except for the military. That's the only thing that works, in my opinion, my humble opinion. They can do diplomacy and things like that. But what I'm seeing is there's a flaw in that ilk, that club. That we just can't get into. And once you
exactly, they want power and control and act like they're really confident, but they can't wipe their ass.
Mm-hmm. You could say that. They can't do that.
So you're seeing a sabotage of civilization.
Would it be a sabotage if that's a pre-planned thing? I think that there are people that have that mindset. I do. I do believe that.
Well, Doc, get into, as a military doctor, just your views on all this stuff.
Okay, so we'll start with my fight on the COVID thing. And I'm going to say that I'm going to preface that with in 2020, I came back from a mission downrange. I was in Africa with the Special Operations Community. And literally got back, came back through Dulles, came back to Texas. And they said, hey, Doc, we got this virus. It looks like it could be Ebola. All right, what do I need to do? We need to be a liaison because you're a doctor. We could put you in the governor's office in his task force at the State Operations Center. Absolutely. I'll get down there. So I'm studying about it and I'm learning. And we're looking at curves and we're looking at profiles of these different studies that are coming out telling us that 10 million people are going to die in Texas in the next 6 months. It's the first thing we saw. Then we started noticing the truth. And I started calling doctors. When you send a recon team out, they go out and they look at what's on the ground, and the commander makes a decision. He's got his intel guys working, and the intel guys will give him a lot of paperwork like this right here and say, sir, this is what you think. But the recon guys are going to tell you what's going on. So I call ERs. I'm an ER doctor. Say, what are we seeing? I go back to the governor's office, and I talk to the doctors with the public health, and they basically threw me out of there and said, you can't talk about hydroxychloroquine. You can't talk about ivermectin. This was in March 29th, 2020, when I recommended we should probably start doing that.
So I should have said up front, big whistleblower on how inside government, how they try to suppress therapeutics.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Reason why. I asked one of the public health people, the number two. Why can't we talk about it? Well, Trump talked about that. So I'm a doctor. We can talk about therapeutics. We can talk about nutraceuticals.
So Trump says the sky's blue. We're not supposed to say that.
Affirmative. Right. That's the T word. We don't talk about the T word at that time. Now, me, I'm apolitical. I didn't know what party I was in until I was 30 years old in the military. I've been in there since 1983. I knew that I came in under Reagan. I served every president. I protected.
Man, you got some good jeans. You don't look like you're that old.
56. No, 58. I don't know. What am I saying? Yeah, that's my TBI kicking in. I got blown up a few times. So brings us to moving along. I get to the border. All of a sudden, we got to give everybody vaccines. We've got a deadline. Deadline for the National Guard is June of 2022.
Stay right there. Dr. Peter Chambers is with us. You need to check out his website. It's got a great name, FullSpectrumAmerican.com. Man, why don't I think of cool names like that? I mean, my Lord. We'll be right back with the Full Spectrum American. And Mike Adams is here. He'll have a lot to add as well. And then, big stuff in the fourth hour.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Leaving us here. He's got to do his own show. Very powerful information he covered in the last hour, but he's got a few questions for Dr. Peter Chambers and some of these topics before we leave. But, Doc, you were getting into some really important stuff on the break, cut you off. You were talking about how you got assigned by the Pentagon, by the military, to advise Governor Abbott, and as soon as you brought up all these therapeutics as a medical doctor, you got shut down. That's huge news.
Yes, sir. So I was assigned by the Texas Military Department.
Texas Military Department.
Right. And this happened because I'm dealing with the lead on that, which was public health. And then typically you see public health being a little more leftward-leaning type people, and I got it. My idea of full-spectrum American is a bell curve. We all live under it. If you're far right, far left, I got it. But the people in the middle that go to work, pay their bills, pay their taxes, live within the means of the law, those people are the full-spectrum Americans. I get out and help my neighbor when something happens. You're outside that curve, you're from Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans.
Yeah.
You're those people. You're outside that curve. You're not a full-spectrum American. You won't help your neighbors. So I see that, and then I'm thinking, all right, how can we change that? And that's where I'm glad that you have me on. So I do appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you, but maybe you were hitting that point of then the next point about what was happening with that shutdown.
Okay, so the shutdown on I got TBI, and I did take the shots, unfortunately, in January. And let me tell you how that happened, and I'm going to go back to that. Just remind me. So in January, they said, hey, Doc, you got to go to the border, January 2021. I'm like, okay, well, but you got to take a shot. I'm like, okay. We didn't know about the Delta side effects at that time. So I'm like, well, you know what? I trusted my government since 1983, and I've had every shot known to man going to every country, 56 countries in the world. And I said, okay, yeah, Roger, that'll take the shot. I'll get to work. About 3 months later, I got a serious episode of brain fog, vertigo, nearly crashed my truck. Got out, went and got an MRI. I got what's called demyelination of certain processes in the brain, which looks almost like multiple sclerosis. All right.
So the literal structure of the brain, well, you're a medical doctor. Explain what that means.
Yeah, so if you're looking at, like, Alzheimer's has this thing called neurofibrillary tangles.
You lose the
ability to, it's like seeing a wire with no rubber on the outside of it, no coating on the wire.
You lose the cholesterol.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you lose the cholesterol, the myelination process that's around that nerve that's sending that impulse. And so you see this on that. Now you go backwards a little bit, and I'm talking to these people in the operations center, these public health. And it's the doctors, and they're in charge. And I say, hey, there's some studies coming out of India. There's people in Africa. They're already on ivermectin. They're already on hydroxychloroquine because I've been giving it soldiers for years with no QT problems, with no heart problems. We're not giving super massive doses. They're not laboratory animals. Roger that. We just don't talk about that. When I finally got down to it, it was because it had been politicized.
Absolutely. They don't want to. So Mike, you got questions.
Yes, sir.
Pretty amazing. Now, this is a guy, you know, I mean, I always call it the Biden administration. It's really the third Obama administration. So I slip up and say the Pentagon, the Texas Guard, the Pentagon. But this is a big deal. Here he is, the main doctor that Texas has, the governor. It's being ignored.
It's extraordinary. It's really great to meet you, sir, by the way. And thank you for all that you do for our country. And the question I have for you is, in your assessment, here's the thought experiment. You know, I presented numbers in the last hour that we could see up to one-third of those who took these vaccines, especially if they continue to take the booster shots, they could die over the next decade. Hopefully we can find ways to help those people, by the way. But if we don't, I want to ask you, what happens to military readiness, national security, and also through the Guard, what happens to the ability for states to respond to local disasters and collapse events if they lose even a quarter of their active duty personnel? Just with that assumption, if we lose one quarter,
what happens to America.
Okay, so if we're purging troops right now, if we're just looking at that, not the deleterious side effects. I've got troops in the hospital right now.
I was about to say, you read my brain, doctor. If you've got critical race theory and not taking the shots, that alone is going to do that.
Right. But if you say that there's a mandate and by this date you're out, if you say I want a religious or a medical exemption, which are not being listened to,
right.
Period. We know that. And I'm not going to name names, but there are people within our own ranks who say, we're not going to listen to that. Tell them to get out. We'll find a reason to get them out. All right, so I got it. You take roughly vaccinated on the border, for example. Somewhere between, I can't say the specific numbers of people on the border right now, it's OPSEC, but I'm going to say that somewhere between 30 and 40% have been vaccinated. All right? We're going to boot 60% of the people on the border right now, or wow. The Texas Guard. Let's just look at that microcosm. Forget about the DOD side of the house, the active duty. What are we going to do there?
But I'm even adding, if you don't mind me interrupting, yes. They kick out the people who reject the vaccines, but then those who are vaccinated suffer injuries and some suffer deaths. So who's left to do the job
right.
That you're entrusted
exactly.
To
do? Exactly. If you want to shut a country down, give them a shot, let people know it's killing them and making them sick, and then make people quit to collapse civilization. I mean, that's literally how you take a country down without firing a shot.
How do we have national security readiness?
I'm going to throw this out there. If I was to make a bioweapon, how would I do it? What would I want to do?
I'd put in a vaccine.
Rhetorical question, right?
Yeah.
You'd want to cause a lot of injury so that the people who are survivors have to take care of the injured.
Yes, sir.
Which then discredits the government that did it, but it's really the Davos group.
It's the same theory as a punji stick in Vietnam.
That's right.
All right? You take out a guy, he's got a hole through his boot, two guys got to carry him off.
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing. And it's the fight I'm in. It's the fight I'm in every day. I got guys on state active duty orders who don't have insurance, by the way. They have workman's comp, and they're in the hospital right now. Hopefully with some kind of insurance, taking care of side effects. What happens
there? Well, I mean, I know a very well-known talk show host and here in Austin, and a couple members of his security team just took it because they do other security, and they're sick. And these are tough guys. They're like, they're scared. Mm-hmm. They're like, I've taken a bunch of shots in the military like you did, like you said you did. And they're like, nothing ever did this. Like, what the hell is this?
You might have a sore arm. You might have a fever, malaise, about it. The previous stuff, including anthrax.
Wow. Well, You seem like a very healthy individual, so you're probably going to be much better off. You're going to be in the okay group, even though you've already mentioned a couple
times. I signed on with America's Frontline Doctors on a FAA deal we just did recently, and Peter McCullough has been kind of helping me through some other people, and then Teresa Long, she's another flight surgeon, she's been helping me. And so we're taking some stuff to mitigate the effects, and I'm helping people, and I'm teaching them.
Well, I was about to say, the trillion-dollar question is, obviously, for everything the enemy does, God gave us things through nature to counter it. What are the counters to these shots?
Well, I'm just thinking about a lot of the younger guys in the line of duty right now who aren't typically old enough to have the wisdom to start thinking about what they're putting in their mouths, mm-hmm. and they're eating junk food. And right? Go ahead.
Where are you going? It's called informed consent. And here's the deal. It's number one on the Nuremberg Code list. Number one, informed consent.
Right.
When we don't do it, and first of all, that's against the regulations of the Army because it's an emergency use authorization. We have to inform consent. That was my first fight. Had 2 stars yelling at me about that. All right? So finally got that approved. I've been chewed out before. It happens. Inglorious bastards. All right, so I've been there before. But I got that approved. I was able to do it. And when they weren't taking the shots because they were listening to, they were doing the, I give them the pluses and the minuses. I don't tell them what to do. We got 6 people out of 2,000 take the shots. Now what? Now DOD's mad at us because you're not giving the shots.
When it's a globalist plan to destroy our military.
Well, I think...
Because on record, it doesn't protect you long-term.
If it was a perfect bioweapon, that's exactly what I would do.
Well, America, who's going to be remaining to protect America are the survivors of the shots and those who did not take them.
Affirmative.
That's what we've got to...
And those that figure out a way to mitigate it. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com. Incredible global alert. It's on naturalnews.com and infowars.com. God bless you and thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Amazing job. All right, Doc, stay there. We're going to come back with Dr. Peter Chambers, and he's got a bunch of key topics to cover, and he's got the website, fullspectrumamerican.com.
Everything we've witnessed in the last few decades has only been the buildup for what the globalists are doing right now. This is their big offensive. This is their takeover. And this is the point that they're at their very weakest, because now they've revealed themselves. Now their world government, their permanent martial law, their medical tyranny is out in the open. Their depopulation agenda has been exposed. But they're using their corporate power and trillions to go across the planet and shut down people telling the truth. So listen, Paul Revere's, when you spread the word about the broadcast, when you pray for the broadcast, you're the tip of the spear. And when you buy products at InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on air. Plus, we've got great products that have been sold out for months that are back in stock, 50% off, X2 and Winter Sun. Both of these are in our top five bestsellers. They are so good for your body. And if there's two things you do for your body, it's these two products. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, and it keeps us on the air. Only way we fail is if you don't take action.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Peter Chambers is a veteran, and he's currently in the Texas Guard, and he has been the main advisor to the governor of Texas on what was happening with COVID and got shut down by the bureaucrats. You're making a lot of really powerful points. I just want to continue to try to get you to lay out anything you want to get into, what you've witnessed unfolding, and what you think the American people should do.
Yeah, and first of all, also, I wasn't the main advisor, but I was an advisor to his staff. Yeah, I always want to make sure I don't...
You were the president of the United States. You were the Admiral of Mars.
You don't want me.
That's a joke.
I've every general out there.
Okay. I'm going to promote you, though. You're the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Dr. Peter Chambers is the current chairman. There you go.
Yeah, all right. I'll be in the area all day. Carry on.
No, seriously.
All right. So when I worked in the staff, where do you want me to go with that now?
No, just you're a smart guy. You got a million stories. What else do you want folks to know? You're a whistleblower exposing that when you were sent to advise the governor.
Just a little bit. We brought this up last night at the fundraiser in Houston. I went to a congressman who's out of the Houston area. He's former CEO. He wears a patch. And I said, through his whistleblower site, and I said, hey, I need some help, brother. And you'd think, you know, there would be some loyalty there to
some of the gay pirate.
Well, I don't know about that, but
it's a joke. Anyways, but I'm not Crenshaw. You're being nice.
Right, right. So I got crickets back, and I had somebody call him who knew him, another SEAL, said, hey, brother, I got this guy on the phone. You need to help him out.
Come on, the saw man.
Yeah, no, he didn't help me. It was a different one, different one that knew him in his officer days. That was an officer with him, and he said, that's too political. We're not going to talk about that. Well, if you're in politics, how can it be too political?
I'm in the NFL. I'm not going to play football.
Right. Okay, so it's too political. I got it. But my concern is that the regulation is not being upheld when we're not given informed consent. I got to let soldiers know what it's all about. I can't receive.
Which again, the courts found it was true, but the anthrax shots they couldn't do because it was experimental.
Right.
And so you're bringing that up as a medical doctor, and Mr. Eyepatch wouldn't talk to you.
I said, this is the problem. Here it is. Read it.
Well, start over. This is a huge story about Dan Crenshaw. Start over.
All right. So in this fight on the border, as the surgeon down there, I'm trying to do informed consents. I got in trouble. I got fired for about an hour. Actually, they called me back and unfired me. Because they needed me down there. I was the only guy. They didn't unfire me because I was great. But we are covering down from Brownsville to the Big Bend. We got 17,000 to 20,000 people coming across a week. It's an important mission for the state and for this country. So it needs to be looked at. So if I send you a whistleblower through your website and you don't listen to it or you don't even look at it, or if you do, you don't give me the courtesy of a special operation.
It's a dereliction of duty.
In my book, it would be. At least the courtesy of calling me and saying, no, I don't want to handle it. I've served this country just like you did. I got a Purple Heart just like you did. I've been downrange. I put 21 Americans in a body bag. And I promise you, I will not turn anybody down for help. At least call them back. And that's what I needed. And I got zero.
Yeah, I don't want to. Getting into Crenshaw is a whole other ball of wax. But he is definitely into it for himself. And he does all the deceptions he engages in. But you're just saying that's par for the course, what you're dealing with.
With that particular case, yes. I stay away from, I don't know how he votes. I haven't paid attention. I've been on the border. I've been every third night.
I saw a video of him last week where he lied to his constituents. He goes, I've got the most conservative voting record. Don't listen, don't listen to Gozer and don't listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene. They're lying. They don't vote good for America. I do. And I went and looked at the record. He's a liar.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't want to. It's funny you brought up Crenshaw. I almost attacked him this week, but I didn't do it. It's because he's not even worth it, but he is a.
Okay. Well, that's the fight I'm in. So I went to another congressman in Oklahoma, a good friend of mine. This is the guy that went downrange and got Americans and came back. I don't know if you remember hearing about him.
I did, yeah.
District, Mark Wayne Mullen, great American. And he helped me out, and he called the office directly and had something happen to where then Governor Abbott said, all right, fine, you can do informed consents, or we're going to protect the soldiers. But the problem is I haven't seen it come down in writing. And until I see it come down in writing, I don't know. And that's what I need.
And again, all you're doing is following common sense and the law and the Nuremberg Code, right? Because that's where that comes from.
There's that. There's, first of all, do no harm, the Hippocratic Oath. There's also the position I'm in, special staff to the commander, but I also take care of troops. Okay, and then I have regulations. Army Regulation 40-562 clearly states, Chapter 8, Paragraph 2, you must do informed consents with emergency use authorizations. We're not going to Iraq dealing with anthrax. This is COVID. It's here, right? So it's not going to change what we do. We're going to be on the border whether it's here or not. We're not.
And has a super low death rate.
Absolutely. In the age groups of the people that I'm dealing in, 99.997, 998, those are the age groups. If I give them some nutraceuticals, or if I give them some ivermectin, or I prophylactically could give them, if I was really dealing with a lot of migrants that were coming across, who were not testing, by the way, if I was dealing with that, I could give them some hydroxychloroquine prophylactically and keep them from getting it. We give it to them. We give that to them anyway for malaria. Why are we not doing it down there if they're meeting thousands of people? There are some points that one night 900 people walk across.
Oh, I've seen it.
You've seen it.
Hell, the African waves or the Caribbean ones, it's like thousands a day.
Yeah. So if we are concerned about that, we either are or we aren't.
So exactly. Like we're all in checkpoints and under martial law, basically, in some of the blue cities, but then the border's wide open.
Affirmative. 900 times higher rate of COVID infection rates, transmission rates, in the valley, in the Rio Grande Valley, because of
which that. Shows it's not about the disease, it's about power and control. So, Dr. Chambers,
yeah,
just as an American, just giving your opinion, what do you think this whole COVID thing's really about?
Mass control. This is Pete Chambers, full-spectrum American, mass control of the masses. I've got to control you with fear. And fear is not what we live under. And it's in the Bible. You know, I grew up, you know, kind
of. You're not given the spirit of fear, but of victory.
That's right. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, and through prayer and petition, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. That's what I say to myself before I go to combat, before I jump out of a plane. Because I come out, and I'm ready to go, just like this dog, looking for work. Yeah.
That's so powerful, though. Again, we are not given to a spirit of fear, are we?
No, sir.
Again, we give the spirit of fear, then we take the shot that doesn't even protect us. Crazy. So where do you see all this going? Because it looks like America and the world's waking up to this being a fraud.
I see an awakening. For the first time, I see an awakening. After I got down there into Houston and I saw those people, I asked them. They said, what can we do? What can we do? I said, what do? He said, I'm a pipeline. I'm the guy that works. He's the engineer that works the pipeline that takes fuel, oil, to Florida from Texas. If he has to take them, and he has to take the shots, and if he doesn't, he's out. How many of those guys do we have? What do we do with that?
I saw numbers where major states are like firing a third of the power line workers because they won't take it. What happens when a storm hits? I mean, the power goes out.
We're in winter now. What happened last year?
Hell.
Yeah. Yeah, and the National Guard was there.
And again, if you look at Klaus Schwab saying, we are going to collapse civilization, he's there admitting it.
Yeah, I don't know who that feller is, but I don't like him.
Well, he's doctor, I know you're a great patriot. Let me tell the whole military who the bad guy is. Klaus Schwab.
I'll look it up.
Have you heard of the Bilderberg Group?
Yes, sir.
Okay, he's the head of that. Okay. Then he has a Davos Group that he's the public head of, and they're running the whole operation.
All right. Well, I'll build a targeting package.
Politically, lovingly. I mean, look at that. That's the enemy right there.
Whoa, okay. That's a rough-looking dude.
All right. He is rough. He's the one running the whole thing. He's actually in charge of it. He's the boss. Bill Gates works for him. That's okay. The number one, and the ace of spades. There's all these old families behind him, but he's one of the top guys.
Okay.
His grandfather was a top guy for Hitler and ran the EU before they launched it officially. He's the big guy.
Well, politically, I don't know that we can affect him, but I know that politically we can affect our state, because states' rights, for me, and sovereignty of the state of Texas is the most important
thing. I agree. Take our locals' systems back, and then the enemy is in checkmate. We'll be right back with our special guest, and I love the website. I love visiting it, and I love the name, FullSpectrumAmerican.com. Stay with us.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm no stranger to the rain. I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? Fought with the devil, got down on his level, but an answer so he gave a phone. I'm no stranger to the rain.
That's right, Keith Whitley bringing us in here. All right, Dr. Peter Chambers, a full-spectrum American, is here. He is a military Army doctor and a combat veteran, a great patriot, comes highly recommended by a lot of wonderful people. And he's the whistleblower that, going back over a year ago, they're trying to block ivermectin for the military here in Texas and the Border Patrol and others. But you wanted to get into the cartels and what's really going on the border. For people that want to know the inside scoop and what Biden's trying to suppress, please tell us.
Yes, sir. For 10 months, I've been on the border working down there as a surgeon, also advising on different missions and things like that in the planning phases. But I spend about every third night on the border with the soldiers because that's how I get to know them. We currently, I mean, and this is sad to say, and I don't like talking about this, but we have recently 4 suicides and another one that's being investigated over the past 2 months. This is a tough mission down there. It's been a tough time of year. It's a long mission. It's going to be a year to 2 years, and that concerns me. So I spend a lot of time getting to know these soldiers, and I end up talking to them. And when you're looking at 400 meters across the other side of the Rio Grande, and you see somebody hanging from a bridge with their head cut off, or you see it actually happen, it gets concerning. it gets concerning. These are 20-something-year-old kids, and they see this, and they're out there alone. And
they see Road Warrior is a movie. This is the real Road Warrior. They're watching collapsed civilization, rape, murder, beheadings, and they're watching their news just telling them everything's fine.
Right. Right. One of the guys from Fox News was down there reporting 50 cal rounds going right over. He caught it on the air.
Yeah, right? Saw that.
Bill Malugin. He saw that. And we were there, and I was standing, and he said, well, those are 50 cals? I said, yeah, they're 50. You can tell by their rate of fire, et cetera. And then some of those rounds on the previous time ended up in town hitting a civilian in the belly. Right? So these are things that the cartels
don't. So there's no fear by criminals anywhere?
Oh, no. That's an occurrence that happens pretty regularly in certain parts of the Rio Grande. And it's something our soldiers deal with. That's why we're body armor. We have up armored vehicles. So these kids are out there alone and unafraid, looking at cartels who take their playbook from ISIS, period. There are five different ones that we deal with down there, from Brownsville to the Big Bend, and they have different playbooks, and some of them are ruthless, and that's what we're dealing with.
Last time I was in Big Bend 3 years ago with my children, there's that hot spring right there on the Rio Grande you can go to. And the police are there writing tickets for people drinking beer while cartels are bringing drugs across on horses right in front of us. I mean, it's like, how have we gotten like that?
Boldness. There's boldness on their side. They don't have fear because there's no teeth in it. You know who scared more people back across the river in Del Rio when there were 17,000 Haitians a few months ago? That dog right there. Because they didn't know about him, whether he had fear or not. But he sent him back. Guys on horses who... I got the split rein thing. That was ridiculous what they did to that Border Patrol agent or those guys. They only understand fear, all right? The bad guys. Bad guys only understand fear. When they know they can just walk across and get, you know, give us basically a high five as they're passing us, there's no teeth in it. There's no teeth. And apprehension just means we countered their head.
So what do you think, big picture? Any country that has failed borders while the rest of the world's collapsing is a failed state.
If that's the definition, then that's what we've got.
So we really are beginning to have a failed state under Biden, which was his job.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yeah, that right there, that video, is that being shown to the viewers?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's that point right there where that water comes across, that's where Joe and I stood for a few hours stopping that flow of traffic until we can get somebody down there.
And Joe's your dog.
Joe's the dog, right. He's a working dog. So that's
Joe's a cool. Let's get Joe back up here. Joe,
come here, Joe. Come here, up on my lap. Come here, bud. Up.
There's Joe. Joe is a very nice dog.
He's a good fella. I think Mike wants to get a Joe pup. Your last guest there.
I want one.
Okay. Well, we get a litter usually about eight to ten, maybe is what they're saying. We'll get.
And what do they call those?
This is a Dutch Shepherd.
Very sweet dog. Very smart too, huh?
Smart dog.
I know who you are, Joe. Is that Dan? Oh, look at that.
Look at those eyes.
It's like a human.
He's a good fella. I see. Okay. He speaks French and Dutch. That's how he was trained because he was born there. Back to evil. Evil is something that we see, and it's the only thing that brings evil to light is light, and that is us, and we bring truth, and that's what we've been doing.
Well, we ever wondered, like, how new wars will be fought? This is it. This is the takedown of America. It's being done to the culture, the media, the globalists are doing this, and they love it because people don't know they're the enemy. They don't know they're attacking. And so they can just get away with anything they want and never have repercussions. Just like you said, the criminals, grassroots don't have repercussions, and the Klaus Schwabs and Bill Gates don't have repercussions.
Mm-hmm. If you look at, we had World War I, we had World War II. If you look at the Cold War as World War III, which I do because I was there, not operating.
I agree. They're calling this World War IV.
Affirmative. Absolutely. This is an information operation campaign. And under my other hat that I used to wear as a Green Beret, when we went to foreign countries, we used the same techniques that we're using now that are being used on us to overthrow other countries.
It's funny you raise that because I've got another fellow from Army Special Operations coming on next segment or in about 20 minutes about how they're using military techniques that were outlawed against Al-Qaeda. I played an OAN clip earlier against us.
Okay, yeah. If he's saying that, he's probably the same schoolhouse I've been to.
Well, tell us from that perspective what you see happening.
Okay, from information operations, we also call that psychological warfare. Under unconventional warfare model, there are techniques, and there are certain people that are trained to do this, and we learn about it as Green Berets, but we're more shoot, move, communicate, and train. All right, we train people. We're force multipliers. But there's an adjunct that's added to us called civil affairs and psychological operations, information operations. When you look at your sign right there, I'm looking at it right behind you, InfoWars.
Yeah.
And that's what that is.
I may have heard of that.
is InfoWar, and we're fighting for this, and it's the narrative. And that's what I said last night to these benefactors that were coming in to support these candidates, is you're in a campaign. You all are in combat. You just don't know it. And what can we do, Doc?
I totally agree. You're in a war. Realize you're in a war.
You got to know it. You got to know it. Otherwise, you know the OODA loop, observe, orient, decide, mm-hmm. and act, Boyd's loop. Right, there's this thing called left a bang and right a bang. Bang is the IED. I've been blown up in an IED. 12 May 2004, lost this soldier on my wrist here, Jeff Shaver. Great kid. I always told his mom I'd always talk about him. Ms. Shaver, love you. He died doing what I told him to do, was to man a gun on a truck that day. If we had been left a bang on the linear time scale before that, and we had avoided that IED, he would be here today. A lot of soldiers would be here today if we weren't ambushed. Okay, we stay left of bang. Right now we're playing right of bang. We are way to the right. We're getting sucker punched. We're getting hit.
We don't know we're in a war.
We've got to get
my whole job fight. Exactly. I still get talk. Is people need to wake up. You're in a war. You're in a fight. You better get that straight.
In a fight every day. Get up. Look for work. Put on your body armor. If it's the armor of God. If it's literal.
That's number
body,
one. Yeah.
Right. But for me, it's literal body armor sometimes. So when I go to work down there, it's literal body armor. But I always get up and put on the armor of God. Now, there are days that I don't get up and do my quiet time, and I know that I should, but I get convicted somewhere about 11 o'clock. All right. But that's it. You're in a war. You got to know it. You got to know that if you don't get up every day and take that mindset, you've already lost. Because this war is advancing way past you.
But I'm thinking constantly years. I'm in a war and get mad that I can't do more. That with me, it's not thinking I'm not. I know I'm in a war. I get pissed that if other people would just wake up, we'd win this fight immediately.
Yes, sir. Yeah, if we all get up and do the motto of my unit was Nous Defiance, we defy. All right, so it's a skull and crossbones, a special operations thing. It's Nous Defiance. It's on my Full Spectrum American. I got a picture of it. We defy. We defy tyranny. We defy the enemy. We defy evil. We defy anything that's oppression. The other motto for special forces is De Oppresso Liber. We free the oppressed. That's what Christ did for us.
Absolutely. And how mad does it make you know, I'm going to cover this next hour, that the hostage rescue team we know is made up of that, and they were actually there at the Capitol helping set Trump and us up on January 6th.
Yeah, I just heard that, and that's concerning, because if they're using things like that, you know, we have a Posse Comitatus Act that says that we cannot go against Americans. We cannot be utilized in that form.
What is that, 1868?
I don't know the date on that. That sounds about right. If we're seeing anything on that. I don't know the exact date.
And I get they were there. They should have been there. But they were there when the police got overrun by like 100 punks. And then they sat there. And then it's and I get they were following orders. But they need to know that was a setup.
Right. Yeah, that's false flag type of stuff or setting people up, just like the thing in Michigan. You know, we saw something recently.
Governor Whitmer.
The FBI was sending in, well, they were their own people. And they were basically.
Let's do 5 more minutes, and then we're going to come back and play a clip of Tucker Carlson talking about January 6th. And I'm going to break the big news here. I got a bunch of clips and more coming up. And Dr. Peter Chambers, I'm really glad my producer recommended you. She's a big fan. And I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you're in Texas, brother. Sure. Get right back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Christmas 2020.